Country Bob FM.
Attention, attention, it is time for the Bob Almanac.
What do you think of that feedback, Joe? That's good feedback. When you can get, that's natural feedback right there. Wow. Do you ever have any issues with feedback at the Open Range Church with your sound system?
Oh, yeah, we have it all the time.
Isn't feedback fun?
Well, we have to work on it, you know, and change the knobs and change all the settings and try to get it under control.
It's all about acoustics.
It is.
Do you have hay bales or straw bales anywhere in your inside?
We used to.
They don't allow that, right? The fire marshal came in and said you can't have that.
No, you got to get those out of there.
Because they can spontaneously combust.
They can.
Hay and alfalfa. And straw.
And they attack, they all little critters come and crawl in there. And
just think about that, having a one of your potlucks. Right?
And having the critters crawling around your plate.
That's a health code violation. Joe, what are you going to tell us here this morning? This is Pastor Joe with us today.
I'm going to tell you that today is Friday, if you didn't already know that. July 6th, it's the 187th day of the year. And guess what? There are 178 days until the end of the year. So I'm a little bit smarter this morning than you are.
That's good to know, because
this is the Bob Almanac.
So not only do we have Pastor Joe, we also have Virtual Neil.
I'm ready, Jim.
All right. 1885, French scientist Louis Pasteur successfully tested. Now, you know, he did the pasteurization and cleaned up the milk for us. But he also tested an anti-rabies vaccine on a boy who had been bitten by an infected dog. It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough time to save old Yeller, but it was 1885, Louis Pasteur. 1912, because, you know, the King of Sweden, he's got to know great athletes of all time. He knew his launch angle and his exit velocity. The King of Sweden proclaimed Jim Thorpe as the greatest athlete in the world, 1912, on this date. The Olympic Games are going on in Stockholm. Ever traveled to Stockholm, Pastor Joe?
I've never been to Stockholm.
Have you ever been to Europe? That's one place I would like to travel at some point in time.
Yeah, I have been to Europe just for a brief stay, and then I had to move on.
And I don't think the chances are very good that if I were to go to Sweden, that the King of Sweden would proclaim me as the greatest athlete in the world. Chances are not good.
Not good.
1933, baseball's first All-Star game held in Chicago, Illinois. First ever. Our next one is coming up here in just a week or so. Babe Ruth hit the first All-Star Game home run, 1933. How about this in 1936? Moorhead, Minnesota, state record 114 degrees.
Woo!
114 degrees.
Huh?
So that's hot. And that's, we have never, ever been that hot again in Minnesota. And on that same date, it was 121 in Steele, North Dakota. 121.
121.
1936. Wow. That was a Dust Bowl time, too. It was very warm. Do you remember 1936, Joe?
No, I don't remember that. I'm not quite that old.
1953.
And now Free Zone presents Name That Tune.
Joe, I can name that tune in one note. How about those people that can name a tune in one note? Do they have to be some kind of a savant or something?
You know, my son is very good at this, and he's really good at naming the tune. So there are some people that just can pick that up.
You don't even need to anymore. You just Shazam it on your phone, that Shazam app.
True.
Name That Tune debuted this date, 1953. George DeWitt was the original host. My favorite host, though, is Jim Lang. Jim Lang, Tom Kennedy, Kathy Lee Gifford sang on there. I watched that as a kid. That lasted well into the 80s, maybe even into the 90s.
Wow, it was on a long time.
How long did Name That Tune go for?
I'll look that up.
Okay, we'll find out later. So that was in 53. 57, the All England Club. That's where they play Wimbledon.
Congratulations to Althea Gibson on achieving her ambition to be the first member of her race to win a Wimbledon championship.
So I misspoke yesterday when I said Arthur Ashe was the first, and I listened back to it because I said he was the first African-American to win Wimbledon. He was actually the first African-American man to win Wimbledon. The first African-American to ever win Wimbledon, a singles tennis title, was Althea Gibson. This date, 1957. Also, that very same date.
On July 6th, John and the group met another young musician from the neighboring area of Allerton. His name was Paul McCartney, and he was there at the suggestion of sometime Quarrymen bassist Ivan Vaughn.
How about this? This date, 57, John Lennon and Paul McCartney meet for the first time. Music would never be the same, Joe.
Oh, I just think about it all the time. I mean, they were the top. They were the best.
Just the Quarrymen were playing at an outdoor concert. Just think if that concert got rained out and John Lennon wouldn't have been there and they never would have met.
Wow.
That sounds like a Quantum Leap episode, right? To try and get them to meet.
It does.
That was in 57. 1983, mentioned today, was the first ever All-Star game in 1933. Then 50 years later...
And he drives it to deep right. Back goes Murphy, way back, and there it is, the first Grand Slam in All-Star history.
It took 50 years. That's hard to believe. 50 years for them to have a Grand Slam in an All-Star game. And it was Freddie Lynn who did it for the California Angels. They were playing at Comiskey Park. That was 1983. Mm. In 1985, I've never eaten a raw oyster. I think I probably had it in some, you know, clam chowder kind of stuff. Those are oysters, aren't they, pretty much?
But it's cooked. They are.
But it's cooked. Mm-hmm. Here is a guy by the name of Tom Green. In 1985, he ate 288 oysters in 1 minute and 33 seconds. Mm. How did he not gag?
He had to just pour them down, open his throat, and just let them slide.
That is why, right there. It's the slipperiness. Slip, sliding away, right on down the old throat. The oysters. 1987, a veterans group in New York presented Kris Kristofferson with a plaque on this date in 87. Now, later in the day, that plaque was found in the garbage. Oops.
Uh-oh.
The media jumped on the story. Kris had to spend the rest of the day, and maybe the day after, apologizing for that. That was in 87. This date in 1998.
The king of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers, died today at the age of 86. Generations of us grew up on Roy Rogers, first in movie theaters, then on television. Harry Smith remembers a hero of yesteryear.
Yeah, Harry Smith, I'm sorry we're not going to be able to hear from you, but how about Roy Rogers? Lived to be 86. He and Dale Evans, happy trails, back in the saddle again. And happy trails, that's a big part of your service there in Ham Lake, isn't it?
It is. You know, we do happy trails after every service. You know, for some reason, if we run over or things happen and we don't have time to do it, oh, we hear it for weeks. So Roy Rogers, he is a very big part of the Cowboy Church.
How big of a donation from me would you need for you to go out and be able to acquire the stuffed trigger? To have that part of your display and part of your sanctuary.
That would be good. We would do that. We, you know, if we could bring him in, we'd go ahead.
It'd have to be a rather large donation.
Well, yeah, it'd probably be $50,000.
2016, this date.
In the result, the sentence that I impose on the accused for the murder, dolus eventualis, of the deceased, that is Reeva Steenkamp, is 6 years imprisonment.
Oscar Pistorius only got 6 years in prison for the shooting and killing of his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp. Now, usually the appeal is to lower the sentence, right? Usually people mm-hmm. appeal to lower mm-hmm. the sentence. They were actually appealing then later on to increase the sentence, and a new judge then like doubled it in 2017. They said that, that judge there was way too lenient on the Blade Runner. He was the Blade Runner. He was the guy who had both legs amputated just below the knee, and he ran in the Olympics with those prosthetic legs, both of them, the Blade Runner, 2016. And it was 2 years ago. And also 2 years ago, this was the day, and you probably heard in the news already and seen it, Philando Castile. This is the day that he was shot by Officer Geronimo Yanez mm-hmm. in Falcon Heights. And that tragic incident that happened 2 years ago, again, Yanez was acquitted, but he was fired. And that happened 2 years ago this date.
Wow.
Birthdays now today. Mr. Luthor.
Mr. Luthor. Mr. Luthor. I'm sorry.
Otis. Is that the newspaper I asked you to get me?
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Luthor. Ned Beatty, 81, still going. He was good in Deliverance. Superman 2 as Otis. He was like Luthor's right-hand man. And Lex Luthor looked pretty smart against next to Otis, didn't he? 81 today for Ned Beatty.
Doop, 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 doop-a-bell, doop, doop, doop-a-bell, doop, doop, doop-a-bell, doop, doop, doop-a-bell, doop.
Oh, by the way, the Almanac is being brought to you today by Lefebvre Companies. Lefebvre Companies now hiring company drivers, owner-operators, and carriers. That's Lefebvre Company, LEFTruck.com. Any guess, Joe, how many times they say, how many times Gene Chandler says Duke of Earl in this song?
I would guess 36.
77. Missed it by that much.
Wow.
77 times Gene Chandler says Duke of Earl. He's 81 today. Country singer.
Don't touch me if you don't love me, sweetheart.
Jeannie Seeley, who had some pretty good duets and success with Jack Green. She is a happy birthday today, number 78 for Jeannie Seeley. He's the boy wonder.
Just you wait, Catwoman. Batman will be here in a minute and you'll be sorry.
Holy in trouble again, Batman. Robin always got captured. I think if you did a scientific study, you could figure out that Batman would have been better off all by himself. He spent more time rescuing Robin than actually catching the bad guys. Joe, you think so?
He did. Yeah. He did. He was going after, chasing them down and bringing them back all the time.
Burt Ward filling out his green tights. Burt Ward, 73 today. He was the boy wonder, even though he was playing that role in his 20s. He was still the boy wonder. George W. Bush, our 43rd president. Happy birthday, 72. Sly Stallone.
You get a fight or you plan on boring me to death?
Well, that's a possibility. He was Rocky. He was Rambo. You know, your disease. What was that? Crime's the disease. I'm the cure. Sylvester Stallone is 72. You have a favorite Sylvester Stallone movie?
Well, I still have to go back to Rocky.
The first Rocky.
Yeah.
What a great story of perseverance and stick-to-itness.
And he was really good. He did the best acting of his entire career. In that movie.
In pretty much his first movie.
Yep.
Sylvester Stallone, 72. TV theme time. Yes, it is. TV theme time. Hunter, a.k.a. Fred Dreyer. Played in the NFL. He was a football player, defensive player, outside linebacker, defensive end. The guy could get it done. He was a headhunter. And then he was Hunter on TV, 72 today. Eight is enough. TV theme time. Yes, it is. Another TV theme. Grant Goodeve, who played the oldest child on Eight is Enough. David. And, you know, he's actually singing this theme. Few people remember that. Grant Goodeve is 66. Let's go to the back room there. Let's go to Sam's office at Cheers.
Daddy, isn't it obvious to you?
Nothing's ever obvious to me.
Elise Beasley, a nice little cameo there on Cheers as Coach's daughter. Elise Beasley, 64 today. She was also the receptionist on Moonlighting for Cybill Shepherd and Bruce Willis. Elise Beasley is 64 today. One third of the Desert Rose Band, John Jorgensen. He was more on the guitar side of things than the vocals. He is having a birthday today. I'll play a Desert Rose Band song here coming up. He is celebrating number 62.
Go, Charlotte, it's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday.
Do you know the rapper 50 Cent? Very familiar with his work?
Absolutely.
Yes, that's 50 Cent. And some people call him Fitty. Some people call him 50 Cent. He's 43 today, and he's on record as saying, this is what he said, if you call a $100 bill a $100 bill, call him 50 Cent. But if you call a $100 bill a Benjamin, well, then you should call him Fitty. 50 Cent. I call
good.
It a C-note. What do I call him then?
C-note.
I call him, how about four bits. Let's call him 4 bits.
6 bits a dollar.
Right. 8 bits are a dollar, right?
Yep.
So we can call him 4 bits. He's 50 Cent. He's 43 today. The two sisters, Tamara and Tia Mowry, they were sister's sister. One of them's on a talk show now. They're 40 today. They're twin sisters. This Kevin Hart guy is one of the funniest guys going right now.
I dropped the jewel.
What?
You dropped the jewel? I leaned over, thought I had to puke, and I didn't. And it came on my backpack.
Kevin Hart is 39. That's from the new Jumanji. If you haven't seen that, it's pretty funny. It's pretty good. The Rock is in that one, of course. Kevin Hart, happy birthday, 39. And guess what? I'm done now. That means, Joe, you get to do Neil's duty and read off the Gons But Not Forgottens.
Oh, the Gons But Not Forgottens.
Are you ready? It's the last page there. Page four. Oh,
okay.
Page four.
Got it.
Okay.
These famous people have celebrated birthdays on this particular day.
But now they're dead.
Ah. American naval officer John Paul Jones.
Did he ever begin to fight?
Sure he did.
He did. Okay.
He was born in 1747, in case you don't know. He uttered the phrase, "I have not yet begun to fight." Wow. Singer Laverne Andrews, you remember her? Born 1911. She was a member of the group of the Andrews Sisters. Actress Sebastian Cabot. Born 1918, he appeared in several projects, including the television show Family Affair.
What's the matter, Mr. French? What happened then?
On second thoughts, Buffy, I think we'll read Winnie the Pooh.
Buffy and Jody, Mr. French. Boy, did you ever watch that Family Affair show, Neil?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Okay. So, Sebastian Cabot, who else we got?
Well, we got former First Lady Nancy Reagan, born 1921.
The lady in red.
Oh, yeah. She was the widow of former President Ronald Reagan.
Did you say no because of Nancy Reagan? Just say no.
Just say no.
I said no to a lot of things.
Musician Bill Haley, born 1925. He recorded the rock and roll classic Rock Around the Clock.
People say that that song ushered in the rock and roll era.
Oh, yeah, it did. I loved it. Media mogul Merv Griffin. You remember Merv Griffin, born in 1925. Oh, yeah. In addition to hosting the Merv Griffin Show, he created the shows like Dance Fever, Wheel of Fortune, and even Jeopardy.
I would have paid money to see Merv Griffin as a contestant on Dance Fever. That never happened, though. You don't even need any dialogue to know what that's from, right?
Not at all.
Janet Leigh.
Wow, Janet Leigh, born 1927. She starred in several films, including Psycho and The Manchurian Candidate. Wow. And then singer and actress Della Reese. You remember Della Reese, born 1931. Her credits include the movies Meant to Be, Me Again, Beauty Shop, and Harlem Heights in the TV series Touched by an Angel.
Touched by an Angel, yes, indeed. And you know what? Say it with me. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, and then you can say it with me and Virtual Neil. We'll say they're all gone but not forgotten, okay? 1, 2, 3. They're all gone but not forgotten. Okay.
Wow.
Nicely done. It is time to play Almanac Quiz. Almanac Quiz for tickets to Firefest. It's Firefest, July 28th. Lee Bryce, Randy Houser, Devin Worley, and more. I don't know what the more is, but I always like that, and more. And that's not all. If you order now, Firefest, Cold Spring, Saturday, July 28th. Do you want to go? I've got a pair of tickets. Be the first one to answer this question correctly. Gene Chandler, 81 today on our birthday list. He had, of course, the classic rock and roll song, Duke of Earl. We said it. How many times did he say Duke? Not Duke of Earl, but how many times did he say the word Duke in that song? We said it. Hopefully you heard it. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. And again, the correct answer will send you to Firefest at the end of the month. Happy birthday today to John Jorgensen from the Desert Rose Band. He and Herb Peterson, and of course, Chris Hillman made up the Desert Rose Band, had a number of big hits late 80s into the 90s. Here's one of them, Bob FM.
Help me up, help me down.